intercessory prayer is not praying God's blessing over your meal. Intercessory prayer is, if I could just put it in some sort of layman's terms, intercessory prayer is the hard work of prayer. It's digging post holes in dry clay kind of work. It's hard sometimes to begin to pray and seek God and experience the move, because sometimes we just feel like we're up against a wall and we can't break through. But I promise you, if we will continue to seek God and continue to press in and pray, God will begin to do some things. The Bible refers to intercessory prayers of believers and records numerous examples of remarkable, powerful types of prayer. And, and Abraham, was praying for Ishmael and for Sodom and for Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 18. David prays for his son. Listen, God's hand was moved. He said, if I can find 40, would you destroy the place if there was 40? He said, no, I wouldn't do that. And he said, well, what about 35? And he begins like this bargaining process almost with the Lord. Listen, prayer changes things. The New Testament intercedes. The church interceded frequently on behalf of various individuals. And the church in Jerusalem, for example, gathered together to pray for Peter's release from the prison. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, I preached about spiritual gates and how when Peter got set free and he went to the house of where they were praying for him, and they were literally praying that God would release Peter and spare his life. And James had just been killed, and Peter is restored back to the people, and they're so excited to see Peter, they don't even open the gate and let him in. They couldn't hardly believe their eyes. I'm praying that God begin to do some of those kinds of things in your life. Things that are so exciting. Things that are so spot on from what we've been praying for, that we just are beside ourselves with joy. In Acts chapter 12 and verse 5, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Can I just submit to you tonight, there are people in Myrtle Creek tonight that you do not know. But I'm believing because of prayer, you're going to get to know them. Because just like the church was in constant prayer for Peter, I believe God wants us to be in intercessory prayer for our city. That God will begin to do something in our city. Probably you don't know Anthony that sits over here very well, but you need to get to know that young man. He has been such an inspiration to us. Amen. And when the Lord broke him this weekend at men's retreat, God began to do something in his life, and it was a powerful thing. And when they said, you mean Myrtle Creek? That's happening in Myrtle Creek, and it was spoken with something of a derogatory nature and a derogatory tone. And literally that night, Anthony says to Mike and myself and those of us in the room, what's wrong with Myrtle Creek? What's wrong with Myrtle Creek? What was wrong with Nazareth might be a good question. I mean, can anything good come out of Nazareth? I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm believing God for a miracle. I'm believing that when the Holy Spirit begins to move and lives begin to transform and change, much like mine has. I mean, I'm not where God wants me to be, but I'm way a lot different than I was in 1977, I can tell you that. Hey, don't laugh. It's true. It's true. God, put verse 12 up there. Let's see what that one says. So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. I want people to bump into our church and find us in here praying, lifting up one another. Go to James chapter 5, verse 16. Look at this. This is what we're called to do. We're called to confess our sins to one another, pray for one another that you may be healed, because the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's why I had Kathy play that song again. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Lord, the word righteousness is not a place. It's our position in Christ Jesus. Your righteousness is your position in Him. God, help me to be so in line with Jesus and with the Holy Spirit that when folks look at me, they literally see Jesus, not me. I want my life to be an example of Him. Go to Hebrews 13, 18 and 19. See what that says. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Church, prayer changes things. Prayer moves the hand of God. And so tonight, we were talking this morning about the circumstances in our life, the challenges that we find ourselves up against, and how the enemy would use those circumstances to destroy us and to knock us down. But let me tell you something. We need to use those circumstances literally as stepping stones to what God has for us. Amen? It's how people are watching us. People are seeing how we respond, how we react to the adversity. Peter got sent to prison. The people immediately went to prayer. They began to pray. And they couldn't even believe their eyes when Peter's standing at the gate going, "Hey, let me in. Let me in." "Oh, Peter's at the gate, but it's his ghost." "No, it's really him. It's really him." I want for Kathy to just... She's going to play and pray. And I want for us to begin tonight. You can come to these altars. I'm not going to tell you what to pray for. You have enough of a relationship with God that you know what you need to pray for. And I want for us to just spend whatever time God would have you spend in prayer. For those of you that are here tonight and... maybe thought you were going to come and hear a message, I don't apologize. Normally I would preach on a night, but after this morning's service, I just feel like God wants us to pray. And so let me just encourage you to come back again if you want to hear a message. It might not even be from me, because I'm trying to build up some other men that will preach and ladies that can preach and bring God's Word to us, because I don't have to be the only voice in this place. In fact, I don't want to be the only voice. I don't think it's God's plan for me to be the only voice. Amen? I want to invite you to play, and I want you to invite you to pray, to come, ask God. Listen, if you can't think of something to pray about, pray for that building plan right over there on the wall. Pray for our architect. Pray for our finances. Pray for... Pray for favor with the city. Okay.
See my wife sitting back there? 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I was up in Eugene, and the doctor told me she had the worst kind of cancer anybody can get. Well, you ever been kicked in the guts by a horse? Kicked anywhere. Well, the first thing that happened to me was, God, what in the world are you doing this to me for? I mean, I failed. But you talk about intercessory prayer. I've got brothers, I've got sisters, I've got brother-in-laws, I've got sister-in-laws that are spirit-filled people. And when I failed, they prayed. And it took me quite a while to get my head screwed back on why God was picking on me. And I'd like to blame him for it, but he didn't. But there she sits. Now that's intercessory prayer.
Father God, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now that you have healed her, that you have restored her. God, that you have... Lord, we're even mindful this morning of Carolyn, Lord, the fear that they had that cancer was back. And Lord, as she went to the doctors, you declared over her cancer free. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. God, tonight we just wait on you. Tonight we just come before you. Lord, you said to let our requests be made known. And so tonight, God, we just don't have an agenda. All we're here to do tonight is to pray and to fellowship with you and to listen for your voice. And God, to see what you would do. What would you have us do? There's a brand new week before us. I want to invite you to come to these altars and kneel here and pray, or kneel at your chair, or just sit in your chair. Some of us don't have the ability anymore to get down on our knees, and I understand that. But I want you to just spend some time praying. Seek God. Intercede for your family. Intercede for your city. Begin to intercede for your church. Begin to see the faces of people out on the streets, in the supermarket, at the school. Begin to just lift them up. God, bring them in. Lord, we declare to the north and the south and the east and the west, devil, loose them and let them go. Father God, by your Holy Spirit, begin to draw them into this place. Father God, I pray that when they get to this place, God, they will find a place of ministry prepared, prayed up, and ready to minister to them by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Lord, we worship you in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I pray for Anthony right now, God, that you would heal him completely. Lord, I pray, God, that he would lay his head down tonight and sleep and not have the terrors, not have the bad dreams of war and the things that he had to do in war. God, wash him clean. Wash him by your word, Father, I pray. God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah.